The Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau is gearing up for the return of Rivertown Days, scheduled for the weekend of July 16th. Chamber President Christy Barse recently provided an update for how the event will change due to COVID.
We know that we are going to have to spread out our footprint. Everybody congregating in the bandshell at Levee Park is just not feasible, and I think we would really have to limit the number of people if we went that way. So we have partnered with a local business that's also a production and staging company. We are hoping to expand the footprint to include all of 2nd Street and Main Street, some of the side streets, and we would have multiple stages, 3 for sure, maybe up to 5, with entertainment that's playing kind of around the clock on Saturday. And then our downtown businesses would be a big focus. They'd be kind of vendors in the part of the event. And we'd be able to give back to them that way and kind of turn their main street into the event itself.
Barse did report that there were cuts to the event's schedule.
Knowing that we're planning this event really in 3 months when we typically have 9, there were some things that we had to make a decision on, and we just weren't sure how we would be able to space people out a mile long for the parade because it is such a big, crowded, and such a popular parade. So that was one thing where we said we won't be able to pull that off. So we won't have the parade this year, hoping that it will be able to come back next year and even hopefully have a partner that would be willing to take it on and help organize it so it can be the best that it can be.
For the latest details, visit the Chamber website, hastingsmn.org.